So last week, there was a photo that allegedly showed Steve Jobs alive and well in Brazil. But the conspiracy theory is over. It turns out the guy in the photo is a former editor for Sport Fishing magazine named Andy, who just happens to look a lot like Steve. So,
NME.com has a list of the 100 most influential acts in music today. And instead of doing another list with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, they made it about the artists who have the bigger direct effect on today's music scene. Radiohead just came in at number one, followed by David Bowie.
Interesting. 78-year-old woman from Florida was arrested last week trying to smuggle $20,000 to the Philippines in her girdle. She was flying to the Philippines from Detroit when customs caught her and said she had gotten the money from selling her house and felt it was a better way to transport it than trying to wire the money. Now, she could face federal smuggling charges, but if it was her money, I guess I didn't realize, is there a limit on how much money you can take out of this country? There must be.
I think, yeah, there is. Otherwise, they're going to be suspicious.
See, I've never had that problem.
So this is kind of an updated, I think, story. Back in 2012, a photo of an Apple store worker's business card made the rounds online. His name was Sam Sung. He doesn't work there anymore, but he found one of his old cards recently and put it on eBay last week to raise money for a cancer charity.
Yeah, we were talking about that, and at the time, the bids was up to a couple thousand dollars already.
Yeah, it's a little bit more than that now. With 4 days left in the auction, the highest bid is over 80 grand.
Holy cow. The guy in New York that's been robbing banks and wearing a different weird hat almost every time. He's worn a large floppy white hat. He's worn a baseball cap with a picture of President Obama on it, a floppy hat with a leopard print, and a hat with a fake mullet attached to it. Police still trying to track him down. Apparently, people can only remember his hats. They don't remember anything else about him.